In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. According to Steven Pinker, in his book The Language Instinct, as you are hearing these words spoken, you are partaking of one of the wonders of the natural world. For you and I belong to a species with a remarkable ability. We can shape events in each other's brains with exquisite precision. That ability is language. By simply making noises with our mouths, we can reliably cause precise new combinations of ideas to arise in each other's minds. This ability comes so naturally that we are apt to forget what a miracle it is and what power it holds. And yet we know that too often we have such difficulty in communicating with one another. Signals are missed and misunderstanding occurs. Sometimes we have to hear another language spoken in order to appreciate what is being said. My sister-in-law worked some years ago at Glyndebourne, the opera house. She speaks several languages fluently and held a party at her home made up of international guests. My abiding memory of the day is of hearing the melodic tones of many languages being chirruped and laughed around the garden. My own efforts with languages have not always been so successful. I once travelled to stay at a monastery in Italy, and in a community of 80, I was in a minority of just 2 English speakers. Before going, I had determined to learn some Italian, but under pressure of time, this effort was reduced to listening to a free language CD in the car as I drove through France. Once at the monastery, the only phrase I could remember with any accuracy was, "I need a girlfriend." Which, believe me, isn't much help in a monastery. A curious story in the earlier chapters of the Bible tells of the Tower of Babel. It begins, "Now the whole earth had one language and the same words." The story is a kind of warning against pride in the human community, which develops when people begin to believe they can do it all by themselves. As a kind of punishment, their language is confused, and the people disperse to the 4 corners of the world. To share one language and the same words is a kind of iconic state and the subject of my next letter to the Bundesrat. The hope of humanity is a place where words are spoken and understood. It is a place of peace and understanding. It's what happens when God speaks. "God speaks," I hear you say. All I know of God is his silence. It is true that the apparent silence of God is one of the biggest challenges to faith. But on Christmas night, we are obliged to read the prologue to John's Gospel. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." The Greek word that's used here for word is logos, and logos is more than just a word, a kind of concept which explains the whole of God's creativity. And though the Bible is often called the Word of God, It is through the coming of Jesus, the Christ child, that he spoke most comprehensively and declared himself most fully. It's God's word that he sent to communicate with us. In Jesus, God broke the verbal silence, but not in the way we might expect. It begins with the silence of the cradle, the burbling inarticulations of a baby, helpless, dependent, unable to make himself heard or understood. And if we allow it, God's word, his language, can help us to tell the stories of our lives. For we too are in many ways helpless and dependent, unable to express ourselves fully in a world where people do not hear what we are saying and we cannot make ourselves understood. Gazing, as we must, at the child in the cradle at Christmas, the best we can hope to do is to echo the questions God raises in Jesus. This is who I am. Who are you? And when we have the answer to that, there will be no more need for language or words. The meaning of Christmas will be clear. God has spoken just one word, and that word can take us into eternity. God of grace and truth, whose word brings light to birth in the heart of a darkening world, which fears a love it cannot name, may flesh be blessed and born anew by a truth which leaves the heavens and walks the waiting earth through Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate. Amen.